sound means you are in the royal room. Ania L, and you are in the royal room. I'm thankful tonight my priest, my pastor, my teacher is here with us tonight. And, well, I really wanted to just jump into some things. The council is kind of filling up kind of slowly tonight. We have had severe weather patterns all across the country due to an emission out of one of the corona holes with a CME, coronal mass ejection, that emitted some heavy stuff toward our way, and it came in on the 7th and 8th and 9th, and today is the 10th, and we're being plummeted across the country now with severe weather patterns in terms of flooding and rains and some high winds, some tornadic activities in certain places. And of course, I know you didn't tune in to get a weather report because you already know that, but there's some special energies and things that are coming our way. We're going to try to talk a little bit about those tonight. We talked last week about the three suns. We talked about the three suns, S-U-N, one in the sky. Of course, you can look up and see it. Then there's one in the skull, right in the middle of your brain, inside of your skull. There's a sun called the pineal or pineal gland. And then the sun, S-O-N, in the scripture. So three suns. Tonight, we're going to focus on one of those suns, and we're going to talk a little bit about how to activate and how to regulate that sun. A lot is going on. A lot of things are happening now. As we just spoke, these energies are impacting our planet, causing these weather patterns, and they're also affecting us. There's some good stuff in here for us if we are prepared to receive these energies that are coming in. And we're going to talk a little bit about the way to receive that tonight. But since my pastor, my mentor and teacher is here, I'm led to do something very, very special. He may help me. He's more gifted, and I don't say that in terms of flattery, in about what I'm about to do, because I studied him to learn a little bit of what I do from him some almost 35, 40 years ago. 39, actually, 1977, 2016, about 39 years ago, when I first came in contact with him. And I'm going to do a little something and see if he'll join in with me. We are being recorded. Bishop Abbott, I think you might enjoy this. You might enjoy this to the fullest, maybe, perhaps. I don't know, but let's see if you will, Bishop Abbott. And if you feel like joining in too, Bishop Abbott, you can join in with us. Let's bless the radio audience with old-time church serenading. Old-time church serenading that might be uplifting. I'll start it off, and Pastor, if you can, will you catch me? Pastor, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes. All right, if you can, catch me, Pastor, like we do in the morning sometime. I'm going to start it off, and you take it and run with it, okay?
What you finna do?
The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Oh, the Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Pastor, go ahead.
He woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now, right now.
He woke me up this morning. Go ahead, Abby.
Oh, yeah. Was close in my right now. Oh, He did not let me sleep too late.
Sleep
best,
too
whatever,
late.
Best family, best friend, whatever.
He brought
what do you
me,
want
right
me
in on time.
Right on time.
Oh, he woke me up this morning. Started
ooh,
me on my way.
Happy, what about it?
The Lord is blessing me, Lord.
All right, brother, thank y'all, man. I tell you, he is blessing all of us right now. I tell you, that's a good thing. Last week, we talked about these three sons to identify. These three sons, we dealt with them by saying that religion has never made really the connection that all three sons have the same identical motion. They have the same identical activity. The sun in the sky is surrounded by 12 constellations. The sun in your brain, which is the pineal gland, is surrounded by 12 cranial nerves that go to 12 systems in your body. Jesus, the son of the scripture, is surrounded by 12 disciples. He regulates the activity and the motion, movement, and ministry of those 12 disciples, just as the son regulates the motion and movement and ministry of those 12 cranial nerves that are in your body, in your brain, in your skull. We talked a little bit about that last week, and we said some pretty interesting things about Easter is coming and what that really means. And so having said that, we're going to focus tonight on just the one son that's in the pineal or pineal gland. We have a very special guest as well that's coming on with us, Sister Betty Smith. And she's going to take the second half of our show to bring us a very special announcement and to give us some very special history. So we're excited about what she has to say. So let me jump right in, because the particles are coming in right now as we speak. You can see it in the weather patterns. I don't want you to miss that these weather patterns are caused by these particles that are coming in right now. Of course, they are trying to block some of these particles, and we have to ask ourselves, of course, why are they trying to block these particles that are coming in? We see the planes flying very high in the sky, 50, 60,000 feet up in the ionosphere. But we are ascending back into the vast field of possibility of our cosmos. And we are merging now the antiparticle universe with the particle universe. In other words, our spiritual is now merging into the physical, or the invisible world is merging. And my pastor talks a lot about that. He preached a message on that some years ago, that the kingdoms are merging. So that's what I mean by we are being blessed right now. I got to put us on mute here. We got some background noise that's coming from someplace.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And so what is happening now with these severe weather patterns that we're seeing is being caused by these particles that are coming in to merge themselves with our physical world. The substances that are in our atmosphere and in our bodies and in our consciousness are going to be transposed. They're going to be transformed by these particles that are coming in. Just as our planet is being transformed, so our bodies and our consciousness, our mind, is going to be transposed. How is that going to happen? Because the electrons are disappearing, and they're being replaced. The electrons that are inside of the atoms. Atoms make molecules. Molecules make cells. We have cells in our bodies. We have tissue. And the electrons are being replaced by something called positrons. And the sun now is on your side by emitting. And the Bible states that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read you some scriptures, and then we'll proceed to break down the science of it. And I'm going to turn it over to my sister to make her announcements and give us some very important history. But I want I wanted you to hear this. I don't know. Hopefully I'm coming across loud and clear. Let me check to make sure that I'm being heard. Let me stop just for a moment and see if I'm coming through clearly here. Let me get my spot check here from my spotter, if I can find her. She knows what I'm talking about. There, I see her popped up. Am I coming through, spotter?
Yep, you're good.
Okay, I'm good?
Yep, you're good.
All right, thank you very much. All right. Now, these positrons that are coming in, and the sun is on our side. Now, I want to talk about what does it take for this sun that's in our geometric center of our bodies, our human body, the pineal gland, the pineal gland. Jacob saw God face to face. It was at a place called pineal. He said, my life has been preserved. Okay? So that is the pineal gland in the geometric center of your brain, which is the geometric center of your being. How do we stimulate and how do we activate? And how are these positrons that are coming in now, the invisible particles that are coming in, positrons that are invisible particles that are invading our visible world, the spiritual, into the physical world, changing us? How is that happening? I want to read to you some things that are required. I'm going to inundate you with some scriptures, and then I'll come back to try to explain these scriptures to you, and not a religious interpretation, but more so in a scientific way, because this Bible is talking about science as well as some other things. It says that he made darkness his secret place. Why am I talking about darkness? Because darkness is important to this sun that we're talking about in the middle of our brain, this pineal gland. He made darkness his secret pavilion. Round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of sky. I'm not talking to you religiously. That's Psalms 18 and 11. It says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness, you hear that word darkness, shall cover the earth, and gross darkness, there it is again, people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. In darkness, really, what is that saying? It's talking about something. Isaiah 61 and 2. Amos 5 and 20 says, shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? 1 Kings 8 and 12. Then spoke Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. 1 Kings 8 and 12. Joel 2 and 2. A day of darkness, of gloominess, day of clouds, and of thick darkness. And the morning spread upon the mountains, and great people and a strong there had not been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Joel 2 and 2. Michael 7 and 8. Rejoice not against me, O my enemies. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, get that, people. When I sit in darkness, allow me to say it a third time. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Wow. Isaiah 45 and 3. I will give you the treasures of darkness. That's what we really could have called this tonight. Treasures of darkness, because we're going to talk about what those treasures of darkness are. And the hidden riches of secret place. There's that secret place again. He made darkness his secret place. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. All of the terrible things that are happening, the destruction, the arrows and the pestilence that is happening shall not come near you, because you've made the Most High thy habitation. In other words, you under the shadow of the Almighty. You've been in the secret place. In the secret place, according to Psalms 18 and 11, he made darkness his secret place. Then Isaiah 45 and 3 says, I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches, secret place, that thou mayest know it, that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. And I want to say, rejoice not against me, O my enemies, when I shall fall. For I shall arise when I sit in darkness. The Lord shall be a light to me. Now, that's the scripture. I can inundate you. I can keep going and going and going. But the Christ of the scripture says, if your eye, matter of fact, let me do it this way. Let me not start with the Christ of the scripture. Let's start with the Chinese text. 2,000-year-old Chinese text teaches that exposing the eyes to direct sunlight greatly benefits the brain by stimulating secretions of vital essence there. And we happen to call those vital essence melatonin and serotonin. The Bible calls them the hidden treasure. Now, what is serotonin and melatonin? Well, they are secreted when the eyes are exposed to direct sunlight. Greatly benefits the brain. The pineal gland is in the brain. By stimulating the secretion of the vital essences, serotonin or serotonin and melatonin, even in the yogic tradition in India, maintains that the pineal gland is the crown chakra. Through the solar radiation, energizes the body. The pineal gland energizes the body through solar radiation. It is your inner sun. It has to be radiated by the eyes making direct contact with it. And then, of course, in the Bible. So we have three ancient texts and traditions that all agree. The Bible says the lamp or the light of the body is the eye. And if your eye is sound, not eyes, but eye. What eye? The inner eye, the pineal gland, the inner sun. You will have light for your whole body. If the eyes are bad, your whole body will be in darkness. So in other words, what it's talking about here, as I break this down to you, is that in the daytime, we need high levels of serotonin or serotonin during the day. It's punctuated by, you know, the strong pulse of melatonin at night appears to be the formula for a vibrant and good health and well-being. Serotonin or serotonin keeps you alert and energized during the daytime, and melatonin helps you to rest and to recuperate, revitalize, restore, revive yourself at night. Melatonin does that. And it's significant that both of these vital substances be enhanced by exposure to bright light during the daytime. And our primitive ancestors, they were farmers and hunter-gatherers. They spent much of their time outdoors. But now, in our lifetime, something has changed drastically since those times. But our bodies have changed very little. In our ignorance, we have separated ourselves and estranged ourselves from the sun. And we create yet another health habit, which I want to say is light deprivation. We are depriving ourselves of vital sunlight, which our ancestors did not. And therefore, we are becoming more and more unhealthy. Diseases and illnesses and maladies are on the rise. When simply, if we would not deprive ourselves of direct sunlight to the eye, we could simply become healthier. Because direct sunlight to the retina of the eye stimulates the pineal gland to secrete two vital essence, serotonin, to give us energy, and then melatonin at night to allow us to revive, recuperate, and the melatonin carries the RNA that repairs our DNA, and that's what we need to be. And we want to talk about DNA frequency upgrade and activation. And we want to talk about a little bit about our DNA. These particles that are coming in that will upgrade our DNA. There's nothing that can be done about it. Of course, it is my belief that some are trying to prohibit our upgrade in our DNA and activation of the 90% DNA, but studies have gone out now by Russian scientists who have found out that DNA, this junk DNA, can be upgraded, can be activated by frequencies and by words, by linguists, or not by language, but by language and frequencies. And these frequencies now that are coming in will upgrade our DNA. Now, here's what we need to do. Not deprive ourselves of light. And then there's a second thing we must not deprive ourselves. We must not deprive ourselves of the natural circadian rhythm of darkness. We have artificial lights. Let me just read some of this to you here. When the night comes, however, it is just important that we retreat from the light and embrace the healing powers of the darkness. Now, we just read in the Bible, Isaiah 45:3, he will give you the treasures of darkness. Now, listen, here's your healing. Darkness. Embrace the darkness. Because he made darkness his secret place. Darkness. We must embrace the darkness and embrace the healing powers of darkness. Because dark conditions allow our pineal gland to produce melatonin. Your pineal gland will not produce melatonin if you are not in darkness. So that means the two eyes that are on the outside must close. There must be darkness, no artificial light, in order for the pineal gland now to be activated to produce melatonin and the healing properties that are in melatonin. Unfortunately, to the same degree that we are light deprived, we are in the daytime, we are darkness deprived at night. When the sun sets, we turn on our light. We shrink the night into about 7 or 8 hours. We spend sleeping. We illuminate the house. We illuminate the nighttime. Illuminating the nighttime, I'm reading now, may make our lives more pleasurable and productive, but we pay a hidden price. We pay a hidden price. We deprive ourselves of a significant portion of the natural supply of melatonin. So it is necessary for us to get the doctor. Now, I've read the scriptures to you, and I'm about 20 minutes in, and I got to leave my sister a lot of room. I don't want to move too far into the discussion. So it is important at night. Jesus said it this way in another place. Are there not 12 hours in the day? I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for night cometh. Now, don't look at that as a religious thing. Look at it in the context of this particular discussion. He said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, because when night cometh, no man can work. Now, we have swing shifts. We have graveyard shifts and that take our bodies out of the natural bio circadian rhythm with the universe. And I want to talk a little bit about that, but I don't have time to talk about it. But I just wanted to put those two points out tonight in terms of the inner sun, the pineal gland that's in the middle of your brain that requires light and darkness. It requires both. Natural sunlight, not polluted light through lenses, glasses, that changes the reflection, the bent, the angles of the light, and deflects the light to pollute the light to cause pollution to take place in the light, which means that now, if you're looking at the light through glasses or sunglasses, prohibiting the light from coming in. Now, I know they're going to tell you, oh, you need to protect your light eyes from the ultraviolet rays of the sun, yada, yada, yada. But these are the same people that are spraying your skies with chemtrails, trying to block out the light. And there's a reason that they're trying to block it out. because your health and well-being is tied to the sun. The sun has information in it that brings life to everything on this planet. It has information in it. It tells the apple tree at a very fundamental level without getting into sophisticated chemical breakdowns, but it sends the life signals, intelligent information to every living thing on this planet, what to be, when to be, how to be, and where to be. And so does it send the life signal information to you as you receive it, and the place you receive it is the pineal gland, which is the light receptor. So you're receiving this information. It's telling your body what to do. It's telling it how it is to organize, how it is to regulate itself, how it is to move. That pineal gland, the inner sun of the body, is telling everything what motion and activity to have in your body. Now, you can make a decision to go against that if you want. But as you do, remember, you are harming yourselves. Now, my sister, Sister Betty, I believe she's on here. Let's see if I can find her right quick. And she has some very important announcements. I promise we're going to leave a few minutes for question and answer, so keep this. We're going into the second half of our broadcast tonight. That was about the inner sun and the pineal gland and light deprivation and darkness deprivation, serotonin, serotonin, melatonin, and the healing properties of melatonin. And I wanted to talk a little bit about melanin, but I'm not going to get into that discussion tonight. So with that, I'm going to bring my sister. She has been here with us before. She's no stranger, and we're excited to have her. Sister Betty. Sister Betty, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you, Khalees?
How are you, my dear sister?
Oh, I was just so that melatonin and serotonin really, I really understand how I've been, this information has been dropping in my lap out of nowhere in terms of finding all of us and how can we validate that we do exist. And as you were saying there, going to sleep, put myself in darkness of light, going out in the sunlight, it's so much information that fell in my hand that I don't know where it came from. So thank you so much for giving me an explanation why this information has been falling in my hand. So much information that has allowed me, in order for us as Native Americans to claim our rights back, although all the information were hidden on the different rocks and different places. But as you say, this sun, being out in sun, closing my eyes at nighttime, now it's listening to you. We have to go to bed at 8 o'clock, the serotonin. We have to be in bed. 8 o'clock is time for the 8 to 12 is when it really grows well in the body. After 12, it does. That's before 12. So that's how we're brought up in the backwoods in Native America. We have to be in bed at 8. That's how your body grows. But I would like to tell I've done my final research, and I've dug all the way back to 1832, and at which I have found the full-blooded colored Native American hidden in a document called the Henderson Road, the four colored people in 1832. So that gave me all of us, all our last name were there. And then in 1832, they began to send us to Bermuda. So I found us in Bermuda. I found us in Trenchtown, Jamaica, and I found us in Trinidad. We even found someone, David Duke, the Ku Klux Klan, got black children in Nigeria. So I found us there as well. So now, in addition, I think I told, I don't know if I discussed it or not, that we have found our ancient ancestors in the Hausa tribe in Ghana. And we have the great fortune in the Ghana Hausa tribe knew that we had left there 130,000 years ago. They met me at Morehouse College in 2004 to one of the leaders of that tribe. So as they are trying, so what has happened since that time, we have the great honor of having the full of the queen mother from the natural lineage, ancient culture from that many of them came out of this area. They are we came from their area, and they are coming and joining us on April 1st here at the Kitawa camp in Georgetown, Georgia. And they're going to be our honor guests for the first for the queen mothers. And so it's going to be a queen mother, any queen mothers that any, you know, king or queen that want to come and just, you know, to welcome our ancestors to Georgia. And it just the red and black. This is a big, great movement. The Native American and the dark Native, the black African and the red man are now coming back together. And that is the divine order for us to be. And for them to say, out of nowhere, yes, we want to be here. And then they're going to also have that filmmaker. He's a historian, so he'd be here to film the whole event. So our little tribe is came from nowhere to now going to be on an African television, and we have the great fortune to have the leaders, some of the spiritual leaders of Africa come back here to help us celebrate and put our land back together and our tribe back together, and there come with that spiritual support. And what's so interesting, the same time that we have in our event on 1st to the 3rd of April, the white settlers are celebrating their victory 5 miles down the road. Well, this was not planned that way, but that's what the ordained spiritual divine mission for us to be doing this at the same time. They're going to be showing themselves all in our historical museum and archives, but we're going to be in the movies and showing ourselves in that and gone at the same time. And another thing that's been beneficial is that has come about. Louis Farrakhan group are now supporting so that we have some security at this event. So we are really, really are so fortunate. And then on April 5th, we are anyone that seek to join the tribe, they are welcome no matter where you live in America, because you're a Native American. It's not your fault that you were transferred and put distorted and put all over across the world, different places. So it's going to be an international membership drive. And also, if you have some information or you're selling anything you're willing to bring your salt, your stuff, and sell it here. It's a big piece of land, and we're dedicating this land to the Kitiwa camp, Kitiwa, the black ancient Kitiwa home base for all the people that want to come home and set themselves up. My number is 229-296-6864. Thank you. And any question, I'll turn this back over to Mr. Khalif. Please.
Wow, I thought you were going to get into some other areas, but thank you very much.
Well, if you want me to, I don't want to hog your whole show, you know.
Well, you're not hogging the show. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice and to, most importantly, gain and glean the wisdom that you drop from us. There's so much distortion. Our history has been so convoluted. The waters have been so muddied. And
yeah.
And more is surfacing and coming to light. And the established met in terms of historical societies that have tried to keep this information and knowledge and truth suppressed and sequestered, they're taking a beating right now, because as we look out due to the information highway, the internet, the super information highway via Instagram and tweet and Facebook and others, truth is now just pouring and gushing out of many quarters. And it's putting a very tight grip on the establishment to force it to do something, because truth is now coming out about our presence here in the Americas and throughout the world, the monuments that we left, the archaeology, the ecology, the anthropology, and all of the many artifacts that we've left to validate authentically our presence in the Americas. And in particular, I have a special interest in the mound, because I'm in one of the cities where one of the famous mounds is located, here in Greenville, Mississippi, where we're broadcasting from tonight. And Frank took me out there, and we had some discussions about it. And so I began several years ago to really research the truth as it relates to who really built these mounds. And lo and behold, we found out that these mounds are built similar and with the same construct of the West African Ghanaian people who came to this land many, many thousands of years ago to build
these mounds. Ghana says 130,000 years ago when I was at Morehouse College, and they said the Kitiwa people came directly out of Ghana 130,000 years ago, and that's why they're coming to help us celebrate. And the people from Mississippi, which I have since learned, in 1832 called the Cherokee Remover. The removal was just basically dark-skinned people, and they removed them and give them land different places. So we removed from Tyson, Bryson, North Carolina, Kitawa in Bryson, North Carolina, which they have, still have a little. Only thing left of that, this used to be a historical marker that's leaning sideways, because we have ignored that. We became so modern. But the Kitawa, Tyson, Bryson City, North Carolina, that's where they used. They're the one that saw the, they call the white ghost coming across the water, the ancient Kitawa people like Pygmies. And they were mound builders. So the Bryson City, North Carolina, still hold the sacred historical mark, and it needs to be erected again. But I just want to add that in 1832, the Cherokee Remover, I found the all of us in on a list in Alabama. And Robert F. Kennedy ancestor and John F. Kennedy were the people that was removing, were doing the human trafficking during that time. So Robert Kennedy became the governor of Bermuda in 1832, and John F. Kennedy became the commissioner of Georgia. And when you find their route or how they took over this area, how they moved people to Canada, different places, the Kennedys are the one that we can have to find ourselves. It was so interesting to find a Kennedy in Bermuda and a Kennedy in America at the same time they were taking and rearranging us. But it was so interesting how I found all of these people, and all of this was hidden on the Kennedy in 1832. Then in Jamaica, the Bob Marley family came out of here and sent them to Trenchtown, and that's how I was a developer. So I found all of us. So now I'm asking the government to give us all our indigenous people that you took out of here the right to have dual citizenship, and that's what we are at this point seeking. And they have now developed a Native American human rights organization that is emerging now, that you can become a member, and they will be going to United Nations and saying, give them that land back. So the United Nations has jumped in. So we are really, this is like really make me want to cry, because it's just last year this time, like to know, like you were saying about the ozone, the sun, and melatonin, all that energy is now manifesting. So it's just overwhelming information that shows up out of nowhere for my, and just fall in my lap. I don't know how it come to me, but it just come to me. So I really thank you so much for giving the opportunity, for there's so much information. I'm willing to come and travel and just have a lecture and bring information eventually, but I'm doing, trying to do the travel, land set up, and get everything straight for us to have a home base. That's, I'm doing that by myself and my husband right now. So I'm unable to do as much as I like to do.
Well, we have an event planned here for April that we do annually in the spring equinox, the vernal equinox, that we plan during this time because of the energies. That is one of the cardinal points in the possession of the sun that we're doing here, because this Mississippi Delta here where we are contains some very special ley lines that have strong magnetism. Last night we had a super moon. The moon became got really close to the Earth, and we've been doing some earthing, some grounding. And this event that we have planned and scheduled now, we are scheduling this event because we're going to deal with something that the Bible calls in the slaying of Goliath as David picking up the five smooth stones. But of course we know that story is a direct plagiarization out of an Egyptian story that is very much older than the story we read in our Bibles. But unfortunately, many people are not aware of these documents because they have again been suppressed and hidden by the establishment. But again, they are being forced to look at this and reevaluate not only these texts but the land and the and but here's what I want to say, that we must prepare ourselves as a people who have been disenfranchised, disconnected, and so I stay with the preparation of the activation and these events that we're going to do April the 20th, 21st, and 22nd here in Mississippi will help us to prepare for the DNA upgrade so that we can possess what is rightfully our heritage, and we will have the wisdom and knowledge to have the right activity, motion, and movement when it happens. Now, there are some who are trying to prevent this upgrade, but this event that we're putting on, if they allow me to pull this off, it's going to be one of the most rewarding events that we've had because of the fact that we're going to deal with the five smooth stones coated in David killing Goliath, the giant. But, of course, they deal with the five building blocks of our DNA. Our DNA has five parts to it. And David, of course, took five stones, which is symbolic. It's an allegory. It's a metaphor. Don't take it literally. It's pointing you to another principle that is true. So the five stones that David picked up to slay Goliath, of course, he only slayed him with one. Now, notice in the story, he has a slingshot, and he hits Goliath, between the eyes, which means the pineal gland is activated. The pineal gland is located right between the eyes in the center of the forehead, right in the geometric center. So it's talking about pineal gland activation. You will never hear this in church. You won't hear it in church. And so he goes over, he cuts off the head of the giant, the Philistine, the giant, the monster. And so we must prepare ourselves if we are going to slay this Goliath that we're facing. We must prepare ourselves with the five stones, with the five plutonic solids that we know we talk about much of the time. We talk about the five plutonic solids, which is a tetrahedron that corresponds to an element, the octahedron corresponding to an element, hexahedron, and that's what we are, the hex, the flesh, the molecule in the flesh, in the molecular structure in the earth realm corresponding to earth, the icosahedron, and the dodecahedron. So those are the five plutonic solids corresponding to ether, fire, air, water, and earth, or if I were speaking in terms of the Bible, I would say Yahweh, which is fire, air, water, earth. And then, of course, ether is the hidden element or the invisible element that must be, we must impress with our thoughts, our intents, our words, our vibrations, our frequencies in order to manifest our reality. So we're having an event that will focus upon the five building blocks of our DNA, and through a 13-step process, we will receive full recovery education in order to activate our DNA, that we may be able to receive these particles that are coming in, these invisible particles. We must do the work. And this event, April 20th, 21st through the 22nd, will help you to prepare to be able to claim your inheritance. Without it, you won't know what to do. It's almost like taking a lethal weapon and putting it in the playpen of an infant. And if the infant takes the lethal weapon and discharges or a firearm, if it's a firearm, kills itself and those that are around it, you don't blame the infant. You blame the person that placed it there. Now, there's much, much more information we can share. I'm going to open up the queue. We still have a lot of time left. I saw a couple of people left the discussion, but I'm still talking about
Q&A session started.
And you can get into the discussion right now. You can come in to the queue right now by pressing star 6 if you're on the telephone, and then pressing 1. Come into this discussion. We're talking about the sun in the middle of the skull, being the inner sun that needs light and darkness in order to activate the DNA. And there are some other things that we must do in terms of building our DNA, which now will send the signals to our bodies to help us to prepare to become our God selves that we were intended and created to be. Now, the question must be raised, why are these forces trying to prevent us from activating by creating or weaponizing technology and medicine that will affect this internal sun called the pineal gland in terms of vaccinations, in terms of fluoridating our waters. We've just seen tremendous problems in the water, which is a basic necessity, in Flint, Michigan, down in Louisiana, and even here in Jackson, Mississippi. Why is this happening, people? Why are the chemtrails in the sky containing heavy metals, barium, manganese, titanium, lead? Why are there nanotechnologies with viruses, fungus, bacteria? Why are there GMOs in our food? What are they doing? Why are we being targeted? And as we answer that question, or make attempts to answer that question, what is it about these particles or these transforming agencies that they do not want us to receive? Why are they focusing so much attention on this pineal gland? Another thing, right in the Vatican, the largest statue is a pine cone that's green. You can go to it and Google it. That pine cone is universal throughout every culture, throughout every age, even on top of Boston University. Now, as we speak here, in the Americas, there's a pine cone. Well, the pineal gland receives its name because it is shaped like a pine cone. But the Vatican has a green one, meaning that it does not want your pine cone to open, to explode. When these frequencies and the fire, these particles come in that are positrons that have a different spin, get this now, a different spin and momentum than the electron that will replace the electron inside of the atom. Here is something that will cause the pineal gland now to explode like a pine cone in the forest when the fire hits it. And boom, it pops. And the seeds spread out all over the ground, making more pine trees. Well, the same process is happening in your brain with these particles and these new frequencies and these new energies with the positron. They have a different spin and momentum than the electron. It will cause the pineal gland now to explode, to disseminate, and to disperse, and to scatter the seeds, to open up the right brain, and to activate the 90% of our right brain cells that are lying dormant, causing those cells now to secrete. The brain is a botanical organ secreting electrical oils that now will come down our bodies and send signals to our DNA that will go into our cells that will have a different spin and momentum inside of us. So back to the question, and maybe I'll pause and let you answer. Why are they working so vehemently, so viciously, so incessantly and intensely in so many areas to target this one place in the human temple, as the Bible calls it? Your body is a temple. And why is this particular thing being targeted? Is it because, and where do they hope to go? What do they hope to gain? Why is it that they do not want these particles to come in? Is it that they cannot withstand the force, the frequency, and the vibration? Or is it maybe perhaps that they are already aware and awake? So I pause there, and I'll allow you to speak. Sister Hill, you in the, I see you have your mic open, so I'm going to pause right there.
Oh, wow. I really didn't know my mic was open, but I'm thinking that they don't want us to, they don't want the pineal gland to explode. They don't want us to start to think from the right side of our brain, because we kind of go back to the Bible and it says we become new creatures. They don't want us to become new creatures. They don't want us to start thinking. They don't want our thought pattern to change. We are now, they programmed us to be violent. They want us to think that we're violent. As long as we're thinking from the left side of our brain, we have this competitive mentality. But then when we start to think from that right side of our brain, then we become more loving, more forgiving. We become a new people. And then not only that, it opens us up to know who we are. That's what they don't want us to really know who we are. And because when we find out or when we start to realize who we are, then things start to change. We start to make different demands. We're not demanding anything right now. And that's what they're afraid of. We're not demanding a thing. We're complacent with what's happening to us.
Well, that is because, Sister Hill, just like in Nazi Germany, when Hitler fluoridated the water, it makes us docile and non-aggressive and non-challenging. And it makes us compliant and complacent. That's one of the things that fluoridating our water does to us. You notice that we are passive and we are compliant. That is one of the things that happens when our water is fluoridated and the pineal gland absorbs that fluoride. It calcifies the pineal gland. Now, in our event, we're going to talk about how to change the molecular structures of our waters. Now, Gail, Aladia, are you there? You're awfully quiet tonight, girl. What's going on? Are you there? Did she leave?
Maybe she no, I'm Pastor? Here.
Okay, I was about to call Pastor because, you know, I know Pastor's burning up over there. Pastor, are you still there, Pastor?
I said I'm here.
I hear you. I was asking Pastor. Pastor, how are you? Are you still there? Pastor, can you hear me?
Are you talking about Pastor Roosevelt? He dropped out while
your
guest was on.
Yeah, I know he's gone. I was talking to Pastor Prince. I see him still in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but go ahead. He's not saying anything. His mic is open though.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to contribute. I've been dealing with horses and water up to their knees today, so I don't have a whole lot to contribute tonight.
Well, wow. Well, you know, the Russian...
Bishop, I'm also thinking that we will, after we start to think differently, we will begin to change our approach of I'm not going to say how we're not combative, but how we won't. Now they got us in the street protesting, acting like animals, and I'm just going to say it that way, acting like animals, destroying everything. We will then, after we start to think different, we will change our approach. We'll come out of the street. You know, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I didn't say anything.
There's a different way to approach this, you know, but right now they got us, they're feeding us all these GMOs or putting it in our food and changing everything. And we're like animals.
Well, another thing too,
hey,
is the truth.
May I interject something here?
Just a moment. Another thing is the true fact. The true frequency carries the right frequency. So we're being constantly bombarded with lies through commercial lies, industrial
Church.
Lies, religious lies, social lies, political lies. Now, we've got to understand that everything frequency, our DNA is being programmed by these lies. It is so crucial that we walk in as much truth as we can.